Let's get more detail now on that announcement of a new settlement in the occupied West Bank, which, if built, would cut off East Jerusalem and effectively divide the West Bank in two. The man behind the plan is Israel's far-right finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, who said publicly last week that it would erase the idea of a Palestinian state. It's a view echoed by critics, including the UN, the European Union and Britain, which described the plan as a flagrant breach of international law. James Menendez spoke to Simcha Rotman, a member of Bezalel Smotrich's religious Zionism party, and asked him why the settlement plan is so important.
Day one construction is important because it's very close to Jerusalem. It's an area that had been planned and talked about for almost 20 years. And it's connect Jerusalem to the major city in Judea and Samaria called Ma'ale Adumim. And we know for a fact that areas that are not being held by Israel, we know what's happening there. We all saw on October 7th what's happening when an area is left outside Israeli control. We saw what they're planning for us, and we definitely don't want it less than 1 kilometer away from our capital, Jerusalem.
And it does, as your party leader, Bezalel Smotrich, has said, it effectively ends the prospect of a viable, contiguous Palestinian state. Is that also an aim?
That's, of course, very important, because a Palestinian state, as the Knesset decided, will mean grave danger to the state of Israel. It will be the huge reward for Hamas, and the Palestinian state should never be between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea.